quickly because he's getting ready for the next traffic report, but I want to take a second here to say hello to Kane. And Kane, we're not talking, although if you want to give us a traffic update during this, this is fine. But
hey, everything's clear, and we like that.
We do like that. That's good.
Now, there's a lot of radar again heading to Loxley, so you keep that in mind. It could be like that all weekend long, so... You're the one with the lead foot.
Don't preach to me.
This is the guy that's the racer.
Yeah, I mean, you're the race car driver. I'm just, you know, the old dad in a pair of New Balance tennis shoes
and
a pickup truck.
Well, they tell me where they sit before I go, so it works out.
That's why you ended up in the job you have. All right,
exactly.
I want to talk about this. We mentioned the other day, and this is going to be one of my missions here to make sure that your mission to make sure the kids have gifts at the USA Children's and Women's Hospital happens. Can you explain Kane's Warrior Kids, what you do, and then what you're working on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Kane's Warrior Kids is a nonprofit that my wife and I started 9 years ago to help local kids that are fighting cancer. But we went global. We've helped kids from Michigan, New York, gosh, everywhere, and from financial things. And everything that we've done, we've helped from paying money to gas money to getting there to groceries, and we've helped pay for funerals. So, it's a blessing to be able to help families that have so many problems to deal with when a child has cancer. And it's actually grown to where we help more kids. It's not just cancer. It started like that. But if we have sick kids, we try to help the family any way we can. And we really partnered up with the USA Women's and Children's Hospital about 10 years ago. It was actually before we started the nonprofit. We take the race cars down and drop off toys. And it has gotten so big. When we started, they would put the extra toys in a closet. And then they got a room, and then they actually had to move all the extra toys we were bringing in to another building. But because this year has been so bad, they've run out of toys almost. So it's been our mission. Last year we took over $6,000 worth of toys. We're going out to spend about $3,800 on Sunday buying toys. We've been blessed. We weren't able to go to Easter, and we get a lot of people to bring in. We do a lot of fundraisers on Facebook, and we take that money. We earmark it for the hospital, and that's where we're going to go and do that. So, but we've also got toy boxes out at a few places, too. Spring Hill Toyota in Mobile, also Hobbytown USA in Mobile, Aaron's Rent Zone in Tillman's Corner, A&A Wholesale Motors in Saraland, and Baldwin Animal Clinic in Summerdale.
So drop those toys off. And I said this to you the other day. This audience is fantastic, and we're going to make sure they're – it's just not going to happen. The children will all have toys there, however we have to do it. So people can drop those toys off. I know that the other day people called in here that were donating money, just cutting checks to you to buy those gifts for
them. We've got checks coming, which is a blessing. We'll be able to spend. And what we're doing is that we're buying the toys on Sunday because they asked us to put them in a five-day quarantine. And then we drop them off next Friday, the 18th at noon. And then they are going to put them in a quarantine as well. And what the fun part was for us is going up and seeing the kids. And we have huge trophies from race teams that say Kane's Warrior Kids Champion on them. And you know, we would, you know, have a helmet they would sign and all that stuff. And, of course, all that's out now. We can't even go into the hospital to have a tent set up in the parking lot for us to drop off the toys. But the fact is it doesn't bother us that much because we know what's going to happen. These kids are going to be blessed by all these toys, the trophies from other race teams. And there have been so many people that have donated, you know, so many different businesses. I couldn't even name them all right now.
Well, so the fact is that those kids, and it's not going to be normal, but what is going to be normal, dang it, is those kids, every one of them at that hospital, at USA Children's and Women's Hospital, will, I know this community will not let it happen, that they don't all have toys. So if somebody right now is listening to it, because this needs to be done, like you said, by Sunday so this quarantine can take place, right? So
tonight would be the night to do it at Hobbytown USA in Mobile. There's a huge racetrack behind the store. They're having a big race. I'll have our race car out there. We're going to race a couple remote control late models. You got a dirt oval out there. And it's fun. You know, they've got kids as young as 4 years old racing the cars that you can buy at Hobbytown. And they always are one of my biggest toy givers every year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So come see the race car, and you can come out and just bring a toy and enjoy the evening for a little bit. It starts at 7 p.m.
What if somebody's listening to you and it says, I want to help. I'm going to make sure those children have toys, but they can't be there tonight.
Sure.
You know, and you say drop a toy off in the boxes. What toys do we, I mean, come on, man. Like, what do we need to get? What do they want? Is it just any toy? Do you need a certain number of boys' toys, girls' toys?
New and unwrapped toys is what they're looking for. No wooden toys.
Okay.
No religious toys. Okay. And the big thing is they've asked in the past for earbuds. You know, you could go to the dollar store, spend $10 and get 10 earbuds and make 10 kids happy. I mean, it's just that easy.
You mean like the things for their iPods? Okay, so those are that's something I'm like concrete stuff that I can do. This is what I appreciate. So earbuds are needed. So So that's something
that for gaming and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they can just plug it into their iPad. Yeah. You know, so you can have their own little zone.
Okay. Now that's you're probably going to get flooded with those because that's something
that's
that I
great.
Understand. Because like the toy, like if I go in the store, I'm like, I don't know, do they like Action Jackson or,
sure.
you know, Tea Party Molly? I don't know. But if they all,
yeah, right.
but if they all like they all like earbuds, man, I can do that. So those listings, you went through them, but those in Hobbytown tonight, but those listings, can they go online and find where the drop boxes are?
Absolutely. It's CanesWarriorKids.com, and that's with a K. It's CanesWarriorKids.com. It's listed there. And check out the website. Kind of tells a little bit how we go about and help other people. And if you want to get a hold of me personally, that's our phone number on there and our address and everything you need to do to donate if you wanted to. Like I said, Sean, thank you to your audience because we've had, you know, several people get a hold of us to say we want to give money to this right away. And this was just like minutes after we got off the air with you. So your audience is incredible, and we appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate what you're doing and your charity and your mission there, and I'll support you every step of the way, Kane.
I appreciate it. Well, we'll let you know how we do over the weekend. Maybe I'll text you Monday, a picture of all the toys in the trailer.
Yeah, text me over the weekend. Text me Saturday and Sunday so I can keep everybody in the loop.
Kane, Dan Brennan here. Last time I saw you, it was downtown at a city council meeting way before COVID. And I think that you were there was some sort of ceremony there, and you were the guest of honor, sort of, right?
Yeah, it was a blessing again. They honored us with, what we do with our nonprofit, and I gave every one of the councilmen one of our trophies.
Yep.
And they really got a kick out of that.
That's awesome.
And just explained what we did, and I thank them for allowing us to do what we do through the city.
Yeah. Thank you, Kane. We
appreciate you. We'll hear you.
Y'all have a blessed day. Thank y'all.
Get back on the traffic beat, okay?
I'm on it now. I'm doing one right now.
There's Kane's Warrior Kids.
Yes.
You go to that website online. And
yeah, plus
more.
You can go to our Facebook page. We got the link up right there. So Leanna's got it up. You can go check it out.
Thank you, Leanna. 845 at FM Talk 106.5.